Blog Talk Radio.
Encouraged because every time you hear the word of God, it's always an encouraging word.
and then we want to make sure that you live with something. And so our goal is to make sure we study topics that God is on our heart to share, and then we use scripture references, and not necessarily something that you may have never heard before, but definitely one that will have you expound on and to be able to glean from something, whatever he has for you to learn from, and then pray to God that you will take that and then do the necessary things that God will have you to do in this particular environment, and then be empowered to make the necessary things, and then be empowered to share it with someone else. So again, our goal is to encourage, to educate, and to empower. So those of you, praise God, with me for the past 11 years, 11 years in the same thing, like almost at the same time, praise God, we were at 9:30 at one point, but we moved up to 9, praise God, you make the transition. And so, again, I will always call you out. I can't call you all the names, but I'm always grateful for your prayers and for your comments and how you keep me encouraged, wanting to do what God has called me to do. And so for that, I say thank you. For those of you, like I said, I can't call you all by name, but you do know, because I do call these names out each week, and it's just in Tammy Stewart, and they'll make a ministry group without the prayers, without their example, without the support, without their constant example of what it means to really stand in an assignment, do what God's called you to do, and then to support others to make sure that they get it, and then I always have to call them by name. And so I am grateful for them. I'm grateful for the assignment that God has placed on them, and that they continue to exemplify that assignment, whether it's with folks or children, amen, they're true to their assignment. And so I will always child to them by name. Now the greatest praise, the best praise, has to go to our Father. He's my Father, he's your Father, but you know that. We always pick ourselves for the upbeat song to make sure we can hear him. Again, so I don't know what the problem is. It's raining really bad here, so I guess just tell me if I sound like a robot. Is that better? Oh, okay. Let's try another one. Let's see. I'm about my test because they want to hear the word, and so they doubt in weekly to make sure that they can be heard.
Amazing how God moves, because he gives you other options. And so that's one of the things that I'm always grateful for, that God knows. And so I was saying that we're grateful that we have everybody to dial in each week. And those of you that dial in that really want to hear a word, amen, well, let me know as soon as possible when you can hear, because I don't want there to be any distractions. And so, nevertheless, as I was saying, that we want to make sure that we acknowledge you for dialing in, and then we give our best praise to God. And so we start our lessons with an upbeat song. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And when he says no, nobody can say yes. But nevertheless, we want to make sure that we always, always start before we go into a lesson with prayer. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your wonderful blessings. We thank you, Father, for acknowledging us as individuals, Father, but more importantly, Father, that you placed in our hearts and in our minds a desire to be more like you, a desire to have a relationship with you. And the only way we can do that is through prayer, by communicating with you. And so, Father, we just thank you that we have the opportunity to do that openly. We thank you, Father, that we can have platforms like this to be able to come together and be in agreement, knowing that you are supreme, knowing that you are the one, that you are our Father, that you are the creator, and that you were in the beginning before there was a beginning. And so we just thank you, Father, for allowing us to have opportunities and resources to get to know you better so that we can operate and live the example that you displayed while you were here on earth. And so, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, that it gives us so much, Father. It gives us more than just understanding, but it gives us training. It gives us teaching. It gives us correction. It gives us everything that we could possibly need to be connected to you and to know how to connect to you. We thank you, Father, that you didn't stop with just your word, that you allowed yourself to leave a part of yourself here on the planet so that we can have you inside of us, that we can feel you, that we can know your presence, that we can have the correct language so we can do those things, Father, that are necessary to walk out the word, that we have anointings and that we have spiritual gifts, and we know how to activate those gifts because you're part of us. And so we can do things that defy the belief because you are walking and living inside of us. And so we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for not just giving us the word and leaving a part of you, Lord Father, we thank you most importantly for coming and then dying on the cross and shedding the blood so that we could have an opportunity, that you put Satan in his place, Father, and took back the keys, Father, that he stole, Father, so that we could have them and so that we can have access and we can have the things that were needed to do your will and to be part of your way. And so we just thank you, Father, for allowing us to line up so that we can have the best part of you, that we can express the best part of you, because we are standing in agreement with you. So, Father, bless this broadcast. We pray, Father, there'll be no more distractions. We pray, Father, that you will allow us to receive what you have for us on tonight. I thank you, Father, for letting me become invisible to the point, Father, that you speak through me and that you speak clearly, Father, for me to hear, and not only for me, Father, but for others to hear, so that you can reign in their lives and they can be equipped to do the work that you call them to do, not by me, Father, but by your words and by your will and your way. So again, Father, we thank you for being the vine and allowing us to be branches and allowing us to be able to remain and be part of you so that we can bear fruit that does remain, because without you, we can do nothing. So again, Father, we love you, we honor and we adore you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, amen, amen, amen. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Leah Killings, Dr. Happy, with Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower. And so on tonight, I thought it was pretty cool that God would allow me to share something that I'm kind of experiencing in my natural life. And so I have an opportunity to teach. And so one of the things that I love about math, since I'm being focused on that particular topic, is addition. Of course, you know, for most of us that have learned mathematics, we know that there are four main properties when it comes to math, and that is addition, that is subtraction, that is multiplication and division, and how everything is kind of predicated on those four components. And so when we talk about addition, it is my humble belief that math is everywhere and that math is part of our lives. And so when we don't recognize it, sometimes it's important for God to bless those of us that are able to help people see it and to help people navigate during this path of life, because we are constantly adding to our life. We're constantly putting things in perspective so that they can grow. So growing is part of adding. And so I believe God laid on my heart this year the phrase, in addition to. And so when I ask God, Lord, in addition to what? You know, so we can add so many things when it comes to the word. We can add how we are represented in the word. We can add how we communicate with him. We can add how we spend our time with him. And so he basically told me, like I'm doing with my class, is going back to the basics. And so how do we go back to the basics and make sure that we're getting what we need in addition, you like how I put that, in addition to the things that he already has for us. And so when I thought about in addition to, I decided, like I normally do when God gives me a topic, is to look it up to define it. And in addition to, it basically means to add a person, an extra person, an extra thing, or a circumstance. And so when I looked a little further, I liked how it said again, also, and as well as. And so sometimes, you know, people say furthermore. We don't usually use that type of language anymore. But we do say in addition to, likewise, more over or similarity to. But nevertheless, when I tried to seek God on what we should do and how to bring this into a lesson, I was, of course, reminded that the word says, and in everything that I command you, be careful not to do, you should not take away or you should not add. And so that's found in Deuteronomy. But nevertheless, in 2 Peter, it says, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy has ever produced by the will of man, but men who speak from God as they are carried along by the Holy Spirit. And that's why I often pray, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word. And thank you for the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us to make this all possible. Because I recognize that in 2 Timothy, it says all scripture is God-breathed and that it is profitable for our teaching, for our reproof, for our correction, for our training in righteousness, that we should be able to be complete, equipped, and for every good work. So with that being said, I believe that God wants all of us to really be serious about our spiritual lives and how we grow spiritually. And how do we do that? We do that because we have to focus. And sometimes we have to refocus and we have to renew our minds and we have to get into our hearts and our minds areas that we may struggle in and fix that on our own. Now, many times we wait for this big light to come on, but we know the areas where we struggle and we know the areas that we need to get better or we need to grow. And so in addition to us going to church, in addition to us occasionally reading our word or hearing an encouraging word, we need to make sure that we have the basic foundation of how to really basically prayer. But to help to really spend time with necessarily just praying per se, but really getting into your word and having most people call it quiet time with God. How do we really, really do that? Many times in this environment that we're in, because everything's so quick and everything is, you know, we get it on the fly and we get it, you know, we listen to our audio tapes or listen to our spiritual lessons in the car on the way to doing something, or we'll count going to church as part of our devotion time for the week, when we're supposed to do this daily. And so tonight I want to make sure that we all understand where God is leading us, because even myself, you know, we get caught up with our daily lives and we forget that we have to schedule time with God. And how do we schedule that time with God where we really are shutting out the world and really giving him his due time? I think we do so much on the fly that we forget he wants personal time too. And so how we want to make sure that we're engaged with the people that we're talking to, and how I know my daughter, bless her heart, when she was young, when she would be talking, or she thought she was talking, amen. But she wanted our attention. So she would grab your face and turn your face to her to make sure that you're listening and you're engaged. I think sometimes God's trying to turn our faces to him. It's like, look at me when I'm talking to you, like we would do with anybody else. And so why don't we take that time to actually give God and give God his due, not when we're getting ready to get into bed and go to sleep, and many times we fall asleep. But how do we give our best time of the day when we're up and alert, that we really yield that time to God? And so I want to give you some simple steps to get you into a habit of making sure that you are really giving God, even if it's just five minutes. And you should start with 5 minutes, and then you make a way to increase your time and to make sure that you are engaged with God. And so first and foremost, I'll tell the steps, and then we'll go back and we'll discuss each of them. But first and foremost, you want to be able to talk to God. And so to be able to talk to God, of course, you want to get your Bible and make sure that you have engaged Bible reading. And then once you read, you want to make sure that you understand it and that you meditate on it. And then you want to make sure that you're asking the right questions. And then you want to make sure that you live the word and that you tell and share the word. And so I always believe that when you're doing a proper quiet time, you're actually talking to God on a consistent basis anyway, because he says to pray without ceasing. And so you want to make sure that you always start out asking God, Lord, what is the best time that I can engage with you? Because many times we'll say, Lord, okay, I'll do it at 7 o'clock, and then the phone will ring, because, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he wants to make sure that he diverts and distracts you from yielding that special time with the Lord. So he will he will interrupt you in many ways, whether it be serious emergencies or, you know, just minor things, a football game. But nevertheless, we want to make sure that we find the time to commit it to God. And so ask him, Lord, what is the time that I can commit to you, that I give my undivided attention to you? And for some, at least when I learned, it was schedule that same time every day. Well, to me, sometimes in our lives, and like I said, we do so many things, that can be a bit of a distraction within itself. And so you want to make sure that you do at least carve out some time in your day where you are not distracted, you're not sleepy, you're not tired, that you really yield to God. And so ask him, Lord, you know, he said that if you remain in him and his word remains in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it'll be granted. So he will give you a specific time that you can spend with him. But the key is being able to hear him and make sure that you're being obedient to that time that he requires. But when we get to actually picking up our Bibles, first and foremost, I always pray. And like I said, you're supposed to pray without ceasing. And so that's part of your daily walk. But when you actually have an organized time with God, you want to ask him, Lord, what do you desire for me to read? Many times we follow devotionals and we follow these programs and these maps that people have decided. And I think I shared with the scriptures before that man doesn't decide that, you know, but we sometimes yield that time to, you know, I know, well, I yielded that time to Avery T. Willis because he was the one that designed the Master Life series. And so he said it was best to do it at this particular time. We want to make sure that we are hearing God and that we're yielding to the times that he tells us. Because when he tells us, it says that in 2 Peter that I quoted earlier, it's 2 Peter 1, verses 20-21, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture comes from one's own interpretation. And so sometimes we can get caught up with man's interpretation or their thought. I mean, even for me, for tonight's lesson, you want to make sure you take these scriptures and you read them for yourself, because I could be slipping. I could not be really yielded to the Holy Spirit. It may sound good, but you don't want to go on someone else's regurgitating. I call it regurgitating information, because I studied and got the words that I needed for me to be able to, I believe, to be the assignment to share to you. But most times, if you notice, when I teach, I tell you, look it up for yourself. Do the study for yourself, because the best way that you can get the best understanding is for you to get it for yourself. Even when I'm in my classroom, it's easy for me to stand in the front of the class and teach on the book board, because I've actually studied the lesson. And so they're there to glean and understand, but the best understanding comes from you. And so that's why I give them homework assignments for them to do that for themselves. And so this is basically a homework assignment for you, is to take this information and study it for yourself. Make it personal to yourself. Like I said, all scripture is God-breathed, so it's meant for you to be profitable, for you to be reproved, for you to have correction, for you to have training in his righteousness, so that you'll be complete to do whatever it is that he calls us all to do, because we all have an assignment. We all have a purpose that God has placed on our lives, and that's why we all have different gifts, and we all have different talents. And so, nevertheless, you have to make sure that when you're going to God and you want to do reading, that you seek him. Lord, what assignment would you have me to focus on? Because nevertheless, if you want to be better, if you want to do the things of God, to change your behavior to be more like the behavior that was represented on the planet by Jesus, then you're going to have to dig deep and go within yourself, because it may be cool for everybody to join in and do these Bible studies and do certain scriptures together, but you need to have your own set of scriptures that God has called you to so that you can be better, a better person, because you may not have the same talents as the next person. Although it's good to be in agreement and to study the word together, but you need to have your own personal leading and unction from the Holy Spirit to read, to better yourself. But nevertheless, so you want to ask God, Lord, where will you have me to read? Where will you have me to start? And so then when he gives you your reading, how do you make sure that you're prepared to take the reading that God prepares for you, and then make sure that you're in an environment, and then make sure that you gain everything that you're supposed to gain from it and glean from it, and then bring those things or those properties into perspective. You have to ask questions. And so it's funny that most people think when you're praying to God, I don't know that I hear him. Of course you do. Because if you feel the leading that you need to read, most likely if you wait a little bit, he's going to give you the answers if you ask the right questions. And so when you ask the questions, I love, like I said, the Avery T. Willis platform that trained me how to really hear from God, is that whenever God leads you to a reading, and you're reading it, and you believe that you're in the vein that God will have for you, you ask him, Lord, what do you mean? I always say, what meanest thou this, Lord? And then you wait, he will respond. But many times we're so quick in saying to check off that we've just done our Bible study that we don't give time for God to respond. And so sometimes when you are doing your Bible study, it's important, like I said, to yield that time so that he can speak back. When we call our friends or we call our family members on the phone, we're waiting for them to respond because that's an expectation. Well, you should have the same expectation with God. When you're spending time with him, you should expect to hear something back, because he's not wanting you to do that for yourself. He wants you to do that because he wants to be in relationship with you. In order to be in relationship, you share, he shares, you share, he shares. You ask questions, you make statements, you make your requests and make your requests known. Amen. During those times, because you have his undivided attention and you have his undivided attention and he has your undivided attention, because you actually scheduled time with him. And then once you come to an understanding, it is such a revelation to know that you've been in the presence of God and that he's answered your questions and that you feel confident about what it is, the assignment that he led you to, the right scripture. I mean, all scriptures are right, but you know what I mean, as far as you asking him where you should go, and you know this is what you need. This is something that's helping you in your walk. I mean, amen, you are born to run and tell it for real. So that's being the example. And so, again, when you want to really schedule this time with God and do this daily, and like I said, I always recommend people start with 5 minutes. And then, you know, you can say, I'm going to do an hour. But, amen, if you're not used to doing the hours, just start with a simple 5, 10, 15 minutes and be committed to that. I'm going to commit to 15 minutes a day with the Lord. I'm going to relate to him. I'm not going to pick the scripture that I want to read, although you can do that. But don't call that the quiet time that you're asking, seeking for God. Let him tell you where you should go. And so I promise, if you yield to him, he will respond. But nevertheless, so you pick your reading. And so now, how do you go through the scriptures when you're actually going through the scriptures that God lays on your heart to read? For me, one of the things that I love, absolutely love, is John 15:16. I love John 15:5. You see how that just jumped out, because that's my favorite scripture. But the whole chapter of 15 is amazing to me. But John 15:16, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatsoever you ask in my name. That gives me chills, because he's saying we didn't choose him. He chose us, and he appointed us. And so if he knows that your heart is sincere and wanting to spend time with him, he's going to give you what you need, because he already knows. And he already knows your assignment. He already created you for purpose. And so you got to make sure that you follow the right steps so that you can be in the posture. Amen. That's one of the steps. And being connected to him. And so when you're in the right posture, what does that mean? That means that you have made the attempt to eliminate all distractions, that you will take the time to turn your phone off, because those dings and those notifications, they're going to keep coming because the enemy doesn't want you to give and yield that time, that yielded time to God, because he wants you to be distracted, because he knows when you're in the presence of God. Again, I say this often, when I'm in the presence of God, I want to know, I want to be Moses. I want people to know I've been in the presence of God. Why? Not because I want to brag about it. I want to know that I have been in the presence of God, and that his whatever has illuminated through me enough that people can see she's been in the presence of God, that she's speaking, that she's carrying herself. And so it's so comical for me. I laugh only because now when people say something different about, I mean, me and the Lord go back and forth. It's like, thank you, Lord, for revealing to me that they can see that there's a change in me. When people can't see a change, not that they have to, but you would like for them to see I'm different. And I always go back to that song, I'm different. Yes, I'm different. But anyway, well, let me tell this little story. So we were on a friend's trip, or not friend's trip, a family trip or sister trip, and we went to Vegas. And that was my first time ever going to Vegas. And I felt strange because it was like I had really been really focusing in the presence of God, because I had to make a decision whether to leave my church. And it was bothering me because I had all these classes and all these ministries that I was responsible for. And I felt in my heart that God was telling me to leave. And so I had been in consecrated prayer because I wanted to make sure that I heard from him, Lord, you really want me to leave these ministries. But nevertheless, so when I got to Vegas, it was really, really strange for me because it was like I could see messages on people. I could see that this person was screaming for help, and I was crying. And so I trying to hide my tears because it was like I felt like I was in an environment where I couldn't reach. I couldn't help people. I didn't know what to do. And so it was I supposed to be here? Was I not supposed to be here? But why are you letting me see these things? You know, and so I was like, Lord, confirm for me. Is this, you know, is this me? And so I was in the bathroom, and the lady came out of the bathroom. She was out of the stall, and she was crying. And she's like, ma'am, can you just help me? And I was like, help you? And she said, yeah. She said, this guy, he's just so nice and so warm. And she said, my husband, he just doesn't reach out to me this way. And she said, I just, you know, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And she said, I'm just so tempted. And he's waiting outside. And she said, I came in here. I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do? And then I knew that was my assignment. And so I told her, I said, you know, people say what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Amen. Amen. That's not a true statement, because you're going to live with that. If you make this decision to cheat on your husband, you're going to take that home with you. That's not going to stay in Vegas. That's a lie. And I said, you know, talk to your husband. Call him. Like, call him now and tell him where you are, where your mind is, where your heart is, that you're questioning reaching out to some random stranger. Talk to your husband. I said, you don't have to do it. I said, this is a part of the enemy to destroy you, to make you do something, to make you believe a stupid saying that somebody said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's so not true and so far from the truth, because that'll eat you up going home looking in your husband, if you care about him, looking in his face, knowing that you have done something completely out of the will of your marriage. And so, of course, you know, my family would question, where were you? Where, you know, we're not supposed to go nowhere by ourselves. But I knew that that was my assignment. So I didn't get caught up, and I was happy that God used me in that way. But at the same time, I was asking for that. And so I couldn't be surprised that he provided an opportunity for me to witness. But again, when we're in the posture, when we're in the right vein, when we're meditating and asking God to show us how to be better people, he will reveal that to you. And it will be noticed on other people because, again, like Moses, every single time he was in the presence of God, the people saw he was different. He glowed. He was in a different space. And so when we are taking this time that we really want to be in the presence of God and we're sitting before him, we got to make sure that our mind and our posture is right, that we're open to hear from him, that we will cut out all distractions, that we will sit at his feet. I'm reminded even of the story of Martha and Mary and how Martha was so caught up trying to make sure that the house was clean and that they had cooked food for Jesus. And Mary was more intent to, I want everything that I can get from this man. And so when she went to tell Jesus, what is she doing? Why is she? And he's like, you know, you're worried about the wrong things. And sometimes we can get so caught up about making sure that the house is clean, not all that, you know, clean is necessary. But if that's the time that you need to carve up with God, he will give you that time to get stuff clean. If you need to make sure that you cut out, you know, your TV program, because if that's the time that God called you, that's why they have DVRs now. You can record it. And then better yet, YouTube, amen, you may have to wait to watch it again. But there are so many things that this system provides for us. But we have to make that initial step to carve out that time for God. And so we can't get that time back because that time is not on replay. That time is not something that you could record and get back. Now, yes, you can listen to recordings and you can go on online and get certain things, but when God calls you and you don't stop, that's kind of scary. It's scary to me because there's an assignment God wants for you and you're too busy to stop to give him the proper time. Saints, we got to do better at listening to hear the voice of God when he calls us, because we don't know what he's calling us for. It could be to pray to prevent your kids from being hurt from some crazy system that the enemy has set up to fall them, to have them fall into a trap. It could be something that the enemy is setting up at your job. That, you know, you just don't know. And so when God calls you, that unction and call for you to stop and pray, even when you don't know what to pray, that's why the Holy Spirit is important, for us to be in this posture so that we can learn to be in front of our word, so that we get a better understanding how to really tap into the Holy Spirit, so that we can hear God's voice and know his voice. So when he tells us to stop and pray, it may not even be for something or someone that you know. It could be for somebody in a whole other country, but because you're obedient, the enemy has stopped in his tracks, because God has two or three people stopping together, being in agreement to do what is necessary to make sure his will goes forward. And so my challenge to you today, again, I know this is probably a simple message, but it is for us to refocus our growth, our spiritual growth, and being able to not only understand the Bible better, but using the Bible, and then being able, in addition to reading, having a better understanding of why we're reading our Bible, having a better understanding of why it's necessary for us to grow, why is it important for us, in addition to reading and praying, to living out the life that God called for us. It is time, saints, it is time. There is so much going on in the world today that I believe in my heart we're missing it. If those of us that claim that banner that we're Christians, if that's what you're calling yourself, or one that believes, one that's standing in the shoes or the footsteps of God to do his assignment, we have to be better soldiers so that we can teach others to be better. Because again, when two or three are gathered together, amen, he is in the midst. And so could we, if we come together, rid homelessness, rid, you know, hunger, rid diseases and all the kind, I think so. I don't think that Jesus gave us the example that he could heal people with his shadow. He touched his garment and was healed. Why aren't we doing those kind of assignments that he said that we would be able to give and we would be able to do? It's because we're not spiritually growing. We're growing in the things of the world because we're wanting to gain status. I was listening to an interview. I don't know, sometimes I get caught up with different things, but I listen because I know sometimes, or at least I believe, God gives me messages through listening to others' stories. And so I know this was far-fetched, but nevertheless, I was listening to the interview with Monique, And I think his name is Shire or something that came up on my feed. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'll listen to it. But I gained something from that story. And the thing that I gained most from was that my mindset was made up about Monique based on what people were saying about her. And so when I actually heard her story and heard her tell it from her truth, not necessarily her truth, because I hate that term too, her truth, my truth, God, it, the truth is the truth, whether it's hers or not. But nevertheless, but I heard her from a perspective of people misjudged her. And I realized I misjudged her. And then I asked, Lord, what was the reason for me to listen to this interview? And it was because a lot of times we hear things from other people and we make assessments about people without even knowing who these people are. We hear something, we take it, and we make it that's that person. And then we go on believing whatever that was. And so I love that they that she gave the story that Tyler Perry and Oprah had shared these things about her, and how Tyler Perry had actually apologized, and he said that he was sorry, that he didn't really get the full story either. And so he had kind of slandered her name too. But he apologized. But the apology wasn't made public, just what he said. And so she said, how this has hurt me, how this has damaged me and my family. And so I thought about, Lord, how is it that we do that to each other? How we will take information that other people say about other people and we call it truth. And we haven't even investigated to find out. And we'll judge these people and we'll treat these people differently. And it's like, Lord, why do we do that? And it's like, because you're not listening to me. You're listening to people. You're not listening to me. And so sometimes, and I've done this many times, ask God to show me. And so I can see when people are have been word assassinated, if you will. Been there myself. And how hurtful that is for people to believe. And so my philosophy now is people want to believe those things. Because if you didn't, you would investigate to find out, did she really say this about me? Or ask. And that's the coolest thing about our voices, that God gave us a voice that we can ask, we can be clear. And that's why I say, you know, why forgiveness is important, because why would you believe something that somebody told you, somebody said, without finding out for yourself? But we do this often, and then we don't even take it to God. Lord, do I talk to this person? How do I rectify it? Because I don't want to misjudge this person. I don't want to assassinate their character based on what somebody else has said. And so many times it's because when we're not really true to the things of God, we don't even hear from him because he can reveal to you. So it's like, Leah, why do you give him an opportunity? Why do you give her an opportunity? It's like, because God told me that that's not that person. And so again, are we listening to God more? Are we listening to people? And so we have to make sure then when we're reading and we set our time for the word, Lord, okay, show me how to hear you, not just when I'm even in my devotion time. Let me hear you at all times. I want to hear your voice when you say left and I want to go right, and why it's important. And then praise God when you have even challenges hearing him like I do sometimes. Like, Lord, I'm getting a little confused. Can you just let somebody tell me? Can it be like on what's that, not Wheel of Fortune, but Jeopardy, or whatever that show is. Look, can I call a friend? Can I call a friend and let them, you know, help me get myself focused and get myself back on track? And so this weekend I had a situation where a friend called, and I was excited because the friendship was kind of left kind of weird. And so I was excited about this call, and so I shared it with a friend. I knew in my heart that God had told me something different, but nevertheless, because I have that relationship with God, this friend said, Leah, you sound too excited about this phone call. You can't allow the enemy to sidetrack you, because he's done too much for you. He's done too much for you. He's healed you. He's given you all these blessings, and he's restoring you. Why would you jeopardize that? Remember the song that God laid on my heart to send you? And that was months ago. But how that song and all the words came to my remembrance. And I knew in that moment that was God reminding me, stay away, because, amen, that may not be a direction you need to go down. You might need to keep that as, because I have a problem. I let everybody in my holies of holies, and I don't keep them in the proper places where they should be. And so God is trying to show me now that I have to learn how to see people from afar, not take everybody for face value, because that's a way that the enemy uses to strike. And so, again, when you spend time with God, he will reveal those areas where you fall short. But how will you ever know that if you don't put yourself in the right posture, that you don't put yourself in the presence of God with the right mindset that, Lord, this is my growth time with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to be in the right posture. I want to read the right thing. I want to get whatever it is that you have for me to get. And then I want to apply it. And so, again, you know, my favorite chapter of John, it says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit of itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So how do we expect to grow? How do we expect to change? How do we expect to be more like God if we're not going to be in his presence? If he is the vine and we're branches and we have to remain in him, how can we do anything when we're not in him? And so me being excited about that phone call, was that God? Or was that the enemy using that as a distraction to get me away from him? And so I do know that things are lining up for me. And so I'm trying to figure out ways to be exciting for my students now. And so, scary enough, oh, God used Michael Jackson because, amen, he's dear to me. But one of his songs was, the planets are lining up. And I thought, Lord, what does that mean? The planets are lining up. And it's when things are in order in the things of God. Years ago, when God used the stars to communicate with people before the enemy came in and tripped it up with horoscopes and all that crazy stuff, that's a whole nother lesson. But nevertheless, that was a way that God communicated. And so when the planets lined up, it wasn't necessary the planets lining up, but the message that God was giving me, it was things are lining up. You need to be focused. You need to stay true to me. You need to stay in the right vein with me because you are the branch, and I'm needing for you to bloom. And the only way for you to bloom is if you remain in me, because you can't bloom if you're not in me. And so, again, I love these plants that I have. And so me pruning these plants, God, again, shows me, again, because I'm in the posture, because I'm in the vein, in the vine, he is showing me when you prune these plants, when you take these dead leaves off, it's the same things I'm doing to you. I'm taking these dead parts off of you so that you can bloom, so that, remember Moses, I want you to be able for folks to see the word that they don't normally see if they don't read for themselves. So they need to be led to the word. So when they ask you, how are you so different? Why does God heal you from these things how, and so fast? Why is it that you're not tore up when you look? This weekend I saw some family members. They're like, well, Leah, your skin looks so beautiful. What do you do? Nothing. A washcloth and water. But it's God. And it wasn't so much that they saw my face. It was that they could see my spirit. And so it is important for us to really get into the word, to have the right posture, to be able to ask him, Lord, what do you have me to read? What do you have me to study? Because you have an assignment. You may not have the assignment revealed to you yet, but God is wanting to know, can I trust you with the information that I'm about to download in you? Because if you don't use it properly, then, amen, you won't meet the assignment. And so I want to meet the assignments that God has for me. I don't want that assignment given to somebody else or me to go before the Lord and say, but this is what I had for you, but you were so caught up in mending old relationships. I don't want God to say that to me. I want him to say, good and faithful servant. And the only way that he can do that is if I do my part. And so when I do my part is I have to talk to the Lord. I have to be in his word. I have to meditate on his word. I have to be able to know that I can ask him questions to get clarity. And when I get clarity, now I have to perform it. And to do it, why? Because it's necessary, not for me, but it's necessary for the person he places me in front of, because he wants them to remain in him. And he wants them to know how to understand the word, how to get into the word, so that what they can have spiritual growth, that they can not only be
example for him, but that they could teach other people to be drawn to him. Because at the end of the day, that is the assignment, to go therefore and preach the gospel so that those people can be led back to him. That's all of our assignments. That's not just mine because I have a platform on the radio. It's all of our assignments. And so I share my testimonies, not for me to pat myself on the back. I'm giving you empowerment to do this for yourselves. You can be encouraged. You can be educated. You can be empowered to do whatever God calls you. And then you can be equipped to do every good work that God has created you for. But you got to do your part. And so that's my assignment to you today, is that in addition to being a Christian, there are some things we got to do to make sure that we're in the posture, that we're in the right path for God to be able to do what he needs to do to help us to grow spiritually. It's not the pastor's responsibility. Yes, it's his job to minister the word, but you're going there for confirmation. You're going there to be taught differently. And if you're not in a teaching church, then you need to ask God, Lord, is this where I'm supposed to be? Now, you know, your family may have gone there and grown up there. And amen. That's a whole nother subject. But, I mean, again, if we're in the posture and the things of God and you're listening to him, he may want you to go somewhere so that you can be better equipped. You can still visit. You can still, you know, whatever it is. I'm not going to put words into God's mouth. Let God tell you what you're supposed to do. I am grateful that God moves me around, that he has it. Because, amen, I love information. I love, you know, my family teases me all the time because I pick up paper and bring it home. Because I want to, whatever God has for me, I just believe that whatever I put my hands on, he's going to give me a lesson from it. And so I just have to search what it is that he's trying to tell me. And that's the relationship we've developed because I spend time with him. And so I want you to decide, how am I going to really spend time with the Lord? Am I going to give him 5 minutes every day at this time? Or am I going to really be in tune to God? Lord, when do you want me to do it? Now? Okay, I'm going to do this now. There have been many times I have my scheduled time. And then Lord's like, no, I need some time right now. And then because, you know, I've done this for enough, I can see because I've always asked God, Lord, you know, I like the end before the beginning. I want to know, amen, tell me. And then many times he will reveal, this is why I stopped you. And do you know how much confidence that gives me to know that I hear from God and that I can see the manifestation of what he said immediately? Amen. Sometimes he don't always show me immediately. Amen. Because I'm still asking, okay, Lord, when are you going to heal my body to 100%? When are you going to restore all the stuff that the enemy just stole from me? And so he knows I can't handle that right now. So, amen, he's doing the baby steps. But nevertheless, he's revealing to me and he's showing me, I'm restoring you. It is time for restoration. And I'm grateful for that. And so even when I thought about stepping back, God sent somebody and showed me, no, baby, remember, you know, is it worth it? Is it the work that you've gone this far to throw in the towel just so that you can, what, have a few minutes of fun? It's not worth it. And so I have to make sure that I stay in the posture. So you have to talk to God. You have to read the Bible. You have to meditate on the word. But you got to be in the right posture. You be in the right posture by what? Listening to him. Making sure that you recognize he's the vine and that we're branches. And as long as we stay connected to him, we're going to bear the fruit that remains. Because apart from him, we can do nothing. That's why I love that scripture. I can't do anything without him. And for me to think that I can't is foolish on my part. And I believe in my heart that the word is breathed by God and that, yes, men wrote it, but they were inspired, just as he inspires me to do what he's called me to do. I have to believe it was with them when they wrote this, because it wouldn't still be in print, amen, and it still wouldn't be so alive and so freeing when you read it. You got to read it, and you got to be in the right posture, and you got to wait for God to respond to you, to tell you, why did he have you read that? I used to, when I was in the beginning, just open up the Bible wherever it opened. Okay, Lord. And even I just did this just now, just because, amen, sometimes I do what I'm saying. And look what the scripture I just opened up. It said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxiety, my anxious thoughts.
See if they are any offensive ways in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalms 139:23-24. That's how cool it is to be in God's presence, that you can just open up the Bible and he'll give you a word. So now, because I did that and that caught my eye, search me, I know God's talking to me. Search me. Okay, Lord, yes. Search me, show me. And then I need to have pen and paper and write down what he says. Don't leave it up to your mind to remember. Write it down, because the enemy will snatch it. He will snatch it and take it away from you. You got to write what the Lord is telling you so that you can be quick to do it and to be about the business that he told you to do. Because I promise you, the enemy will rob you. And you'll be like, what did the Lord say? Lord, bring it back to my remembrance. And amen. That could be part of the lesson. When I tell you something, I need for you to write it down. You think about your own children, and that's the best thing that I think that God gave us with this whole understanding of parenting, is that when we have our own children, we want them to listen and follow instructions. The same thing with God. When we tell them something, we want them to remember it. I mean, my father said, in order to learn, you must not forget. Amen. God wants the same thing. Or he'll help you go around that mountain. And so a friend of mine said that to me. Do you think you want to keep going around this mountain? Do you? Or do you want to get to the next level so you can get on top of the mountain, so you can see all the things that God has for you? Because I'm still climbing, saints. I'm still climbing. We're all still climbing. And so I looked at my clock, and I was like, oh, Lord, yeah. I'm never out of talk, but I am out of time. And so I always want to make sure that I give a lesson that God would have for us. And so I believe and I pray that you have been encouraged and that you have learned something. It may not be something brand new, but something to make you really expound on. We need to grow spiritually, saints. And the only way we can do that is by going to the person that created us. We can go to the internet, and yes, you know I love me some Google, but amen. It says not to interpret 2 Peter. Remember, it says not to be interpreting someone's own interpretation. It is produced by God, not by the will of man. And so, yes, these resources are great, but if God doesn't lead you to them, then amen. So, amen. So, I pray again that you've been educated, that you've been encouraged, and that you've been empowered to do what God has called you to do. I always close the broadcast with my granny's favorite song, Every Praise Belongs to Him, because it does. And praise God, is getting easier and easier and easier to say that. Amen. I brought some things home from her, praise God, and my whole living room smells like her when I walk in the door. And so I was like, oh, Lord, thank you for letting me be in her presence, and thank you for letting me be able to have an opportunity to experience her. But nevertheless, amen, I must move on. We all have to move on. Why? Because we have an assignment. And so I can't get caught up in grief that I can't do the assignment that God calls me. Yes, I'm grateful that I had her in my presence. And so because I have her song, amen, I can play it every week to close out, to let you know why every praise is important. Amen. Well, this is Leah Killings from Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio. Again, I pray you've been encouraged, been educated, and you've been empowered. Remember to tune in next week. We'll have another inspiring word. And then, praise God, I pray that you'll be able to say that you have grown spiritually because you've listened today. Make sure you start your day with prayer, pray throughout your day, and end your day with prayer. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Be blessed.